Well, I believe it's a story that needs to be covered. Does it need to be covered to the extent of which it has? I would say not. I think the media runs a very fine line of informing the people and then oversaturating a news cycle. This is one of the cases that, you know, where we see what I think is an overplay of the story by the media. But no one wants to be the media outlet that doesn't have the story, and that just contributes to the deluge of information or the coverage of the story.
Are the media susceptible to what the Internet is doing? If this is a big story on the Internet, do they feel compelled to cover it?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. I think before that, before even the Internet, I think the media was susceptible to their competition. If somebody had a story, you know, you did not want to be the one, the only one that didn't have the story. And so the competition kept the story alive to some degree. Now you have the Internet, and you have bloggers, and you have, you know, citizen journalists and amateurs who are out there just providing information, and it just exacerbates the situation. Now you're not competing against the morning newspaper, the afternoon TV. You're competing against a multitude of individuals who are disseminating information about this, including people who might be members of that church.
So are the media then caught up in this whole competition cycle and putting possible ethics aside or responsibility aside?
From what I understand, and I personally have turned the TV off with regards to this story, because for the last 4 days, I haven't heard anything new. And what I have been told has been repeated over and over again, which is symptomatic of not having any new information. So you just continue to repeat what you have and then analyze it and create situations where, you know, you've got basically the same story being recycled with nothing fresh in it. You get to the situation here where the story has played out. You know, the media has, in essence, helped this guy, you know, gain the attention that he needs. But you don't want to be the one who stops covering it for fear that something might new come up and you'd be the one left out.
Now, you mentioned that particular angle. Here you have a preacher who has a congregation of maybe 50 to 100 people. Really, no one knew who he was, and because of the Internet, all of a sudden his cause goes around the world. Are the media making a story out of nothing, or are we making it bigger than it should be?
Well, I wouldn't say that we're making a story out of nothing. I think that initially the story needed to be covered, and I think it needed to be followed. But I think that the media needs to be a little more judicious in about how they cover things. You do get to the situation where your coverage contributes to the overall mission or goal of the person that's seeking the publicity. You know, I'm listening to a gentleman on TV last night saying that he won't talk about this on his talk show because he's decided he's not going to give this guy any more publicity. I mean, that's a rare approach to take in the media. He's decided that he can live without the story, and so can his listeners.
It's a tough approach to take these days, isn't it?
It's always been a tough approach, like I said, I think it's become more difficult. It's the same thing that we dealt with the Tiger Woods situation. You know, we were inundated as a public with all of the details about Tiger Woods and his divorce and how it was affecting his golf game. And for weeks and then months, it seemed to be the only thing that the media could fixate on. And quite honestly, that was overkill. It really didn't need to be that much.